Streets Morning Takeover. On the line, we got the one and only ATL Zone Candy. What up, babe?
Good morning. You know I'm over here cussing y'all out.
Are you listening this morning, Candy?
I'm near part of it, but I could have sworn I heard one of y'all say I wasn't trying to let him see his child or something like that. That is the BS. That is the BS. Let's just be clear. I never talked bad about him in front of Riley or to Riley, as she was doing it. I made it a point to never do that, and I even... if he had did something that I didn't think was cool, I never, ever tried to stop him from seeing Riley or anything, ever.
Right.
Because I never wanted him to come back and be able to do like a lot of men do and try to blame it on the mom.
Exactly.
But I never did it. He can't never say I ever did that. So when he came up and tried to say that I brainwashed her, I was shocked. I was like, really, dude?
Right.
Riley's had her own cell phone since she was 5 years old.
Mm.
He could have called her directly if he wanted to. It was very easy for him to keep the communication going.
So Candy, Riley's 14 years old, correct?
Yeah.
So in days, that'll be 14 times 375. Out of however many days that is, how many days he done spent with her?
Oh, shoot. Hear
her? realistically, I would have to say less than 12.
Are you
less than 12 times?
And okay.
One on one, without me being there. Period. Two days.
And there's nothing that you have to tell a child that they don't already know. That was my point.
No.
With this whole issue, Shawty.
Okay, but listen. Okay, Candace, I'm going through the same situations as this. I have a 14-year-old who I have not saw in 5 years, and let me tell you something. I have been an active participant. She can't come with he or deadbeat because I got emails requesting visitation. I have an order. I had two baby mamas turn on me at the same time. So this is kind of personal for me because I believe my son have been brainwashed. Every time I can, I speak to E. Oh, E's not available. Oh, E don't want to talk. Yeah, because you done put this perception in his head that his daddy is not on the other end reaching out. And that,
how old is your son?
He's 14 years old.
Have you been trying to be around him the whole time?
Like, have you been out on the lawn?
And start trying to reach out. In my situation with Riley, in this past year, now he started reaching out, and she don't really be calling back like that. But that's not my fault. Like, she's the one that don't be feeling it, and it's not my fault. So you can't, wait later on. Because when kids be like 5, 6 and all that, that's when they really see other kids coming to school, getting picked up by daddy. And when all the questions, if their father's not around, that's when the questions start. Where my daddy at?
I used to make up
little stupid lies and tell he working. He's got to make things happen, whatever. I don't come up with all kind of excuses when she asking those questions.
That is
but
such
it's
a
like
shame.
As they get older and make their own opinions, you can only make up so many stories for them.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that it's not a lot of women who don't do what y'all saying, but I'm just saying in my situation, I never talked bad about him to her. So there was no brainwashing going on.
Atlanta Gorgeous Money Making Monday. Let's get right into the juice box. So the season finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta was last night.
True.
The entire city, the entire nation, for real, was watching because it was juicy.
Yes, it was.
So the most juiciest part I feel that everyone's talking about is Riley meeting up with her dad, Block. We know Riley is Candy Burris' 14-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. It's apparently been some time because this whole season, just seeing how it all unfolded was just crazy. So here's a little clip from last night. It got really intense.
Just trying to see where I lost you at. A lot of people think like I had you, then I never been around.
That is true.
Oh, you think that I wasn't around you from when you growing up to now?
That is true.
It's crazy. Think I wasn't at the hospital when she was born.
You weren't there when she actually came out, but you did come by the hospital.
See, so you still blame me?
Do you ever remember y'all having constant communication where he was communicating on a regular basis?
No.
It's brainwashed.
All right, we got Candy on the line.
Okay, so Candy, I know you've been knowing you for a long time. And I was put in a pretty awkward position one time based on the topic that we're speaking on right now. You know what I'm saying? And that was when you came to me and asked me to be a part of a record that you and Rashida did that was talking about your baby daddy. And I don't, right. What was the name of the record?
Wish I Never Left You. Yeah.
Right. So basically in this record, you talked about you wish you had never been a part of this man's world because he's he's not who you thought he turned out to be.
Right.
Okay. So would that be considered one of those things that if your daughter went back and listened to, would that be considered a form of brainwashing?
Riley never heard that song.
But
you realize
I get it. But if she listened to that song right now, what would she say?
At this point, there is no brainwashing, Riley, because she's already made her own opinion. If I'm 14 years old and I've only spent 2 days with my dad by himself, just me and him, there's nothing anybody can tell me that... You know, that I don't already know.
Candy, amen. Thank you so much for arguing with my entire position.
Okay, and let's just be clear, Jock. You worked with him for many years when Riley was a baby. How many times did you see her?
Ooh.
Hey, man, you know, it was a lot of times.
How many times did you see her?
Ooh. Hey,
what's
so crazy?
Like, just stop. Don't try to make me.
I'm gonna be honest. Before we go, I didn't see her much.
What?
What's
much?
I didn't see much. I mean, when I first saw her, I was like, damn, she looked like a lot like him. So it was very limited.
And how many years were you around there?
Quite a few.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let me just say, I don't want to end this on a negative note. I do want to say that after the show, he has been communicating more and being more consistent. So this situation actually turned out to me for the better because, now at least he has been trying to reach out, and they have hung out a couple
that's
more times.
And that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
God
ain't nothing but the Lord, man.
God is good. A-Town, Atlanta's very own Candy on the line. We want to say thank you for calling us up and clearing up the air. We got you, baby. Keep it locked right here. Streets Morning Takeover, Streets 94.5.